Wait, did you catch the details of yesterday's state budget? It was touted as being one to address the thing Tasmanians need the most, cost of living relief. So did it meet the mark? TASCOS says for the 120,000 Tasmanians doing it tough right now, this budget won't make a difference. Dr. Charlie Burton is the acting CEO of the Tasmanian Council of Social Service. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
What's your overall reaction to the state budget?
The overall reaction from the perspective of community services is that we acknowledged it was always going to be a tough budget, but even in challenging economic times, the goal of every budget and of every government must be to ensure that all Tasmanians can afford the basics. And unfortunately, this budget failed to do that.
I understand the budget plans to provide over $340 million of support to Tasmanians over the next 4 years in areas like electricity concessions, water and sewage bills. Does that make any difference?
Yeah, of course it makes a difference. And we certainly don't want to be poo-pooing the gestures that the government has made to try and address the skyrocketing cost of living costs for Tasmanians. So that package is a combination of the existing concession schemes with some additional funding, which is terrific. Eligible Tasmanians will receive $250 this year and next year off their energy bill, which is great, but unfortunately energy costs or prices are going to go up by about 20% from July 1. So most of that, if not all of it, will be eaten up by those price rises. We would have liked to see, we think there are some other things that the government could be doing, particularly on energy. For example, introducing a price cap again. It's been done before. It worked. There's no reason not to do it. And we also think at the point of household consumption, we could help people use less electricity by improving their energy efficiency. So a big program of energy efficient retrofits for all forms of housing for people on low incomes would also create jobs, just like bridges and stadiums, but would have this added value of reducing energy bills.
Okay, there's also $18.1 million in taxi fare discounts for various concession card holders. What do you reckon about that one?
Yeah, transport is a big issue that our members and people we speak to in the community talk about, and particularly accessible transport is really poor in Tasmania. So if you have any form of mobility issue, whether that's a pram or a physical disability or a temporary reliance on mobility devices, it's really hard to get around. So that's very, very welcome. We think that rather than just, or as well as specialty, if you like, transport options, we really need to be focusing on mainstream public transport, making sure that that is truly accessible and inclusive for all transport users.
In terms of social services, Charlie, did you think that there's enough spending on young people and children in this year's budget?
We know that there's one cohort in particular that didn't get much of a look in this budget at all, and that's young people aged about 18 to 25. So if you're living at home and have, you know, fortunate enough to be able to have parental support and you're that age, then that transition to independence is really supported by the people that you live with. But we know many young people aren't able to live at home and they may not be eligible for income support and concessions. So they're really struggling with high living costs and a labour market, an employment market that often discriminates against them because they're young and don't have much experience. So, they're a cohort that missed out in this budget, I have to say.
Well, thank you for your feedback this morning. It is appreciated on your last day as acting CEO of the Tasmanian Council of Social Service.
Thank you, Kim.
And I've also had a message to say poo-pooing isn't heard enough on radio.
Okay, I should apologise. I hope I didn't offend anyone.
Oh, goodness me, no. I tell you what, if that offends people, then what sort of world are we in? I would poo-poo them. Dr. Charlie Burton, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Kim.
Cheers. It's 14 to 8.